This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Medicare Advantage insurer Elevance Health pays $342 million to settle billing dispute with CMS. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Elevance Health, one of the largest centers for Medicare and Medicaid services, CMS, contractors managing MedAdvantage plans, has agreed to pay $342 million to the federal government to resolve billing disputes. The settlement follows an investigation into allegations that the insurer overcharged the government for beneficiary care. Key takeaways: Elevance Health paid $342 million to CMS to settle billing allegations without admitting wrongdoing. The CMS had threatened to block new patient enrollments in Elevance's Medicare Advantage plans as enforcement leverage. This settlement reflects growing federal scrutiny of Medicare Advantage billing practices across the industry, according to reporting from KFF Health News. The payment represents a resolution to a probe into whether Elevance Health submitted inflated claims to CMS. The company agreed to the settlement as the federal agency threatened enforcement actions that would have restricted the company's ability to recruit new beneficiaries into its plans, a significant commercial threat to the health insurer. $342 million payment by Elevance Health to CMS to resolve billing dispute. Per KFF Health News reporting, Medicare Advantage enforcement actions intensify. CMS has escalated oversight of major insurers managing beneficiary care under federal contract 2023 to 2024. $342 million, Elevance Health settlement, enrollment caps, threatened sanction, industry-wide billing audit scope. Source, KFF Health News, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Why CMS moved against Elevance Health. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services investigation centered on allegations that Elevance Health submitted risk adjustment claims, payments meant to reflect the complexity of beneficiary illnesses, that were not adequately supported by clinical documentation. According to KFF Health News, such billing disputes have become a focal point of federal regulatory attention, as Medicare Advantage enrollment has grown to encompass roughly half of all Medicare beneficiaries. Risk adjustment is a core mechanism through which CMS pays Medicare Advantage insurers. The system is designed to account for the medical complexity of each beneficiary. Sicker patients generate higher payments, but audits have repeatedly found that some insurers claim diagnoses that lack clinical basis in member medical records. This practice inflates federal spending without corresponding improvements in care, enforcement leverage, and the threat of enrollment restrictions. According to KFF Health News, the CMS had signaled its intent to bar Elevance Health from enrolling new Medicare Advantage beneficiaries, a sanction that would have severely constrained the company's commercial growth. This enforcement tool proved decisive. The threat of enrollment restrictions created sufficient pressure to prompt settlement negotiations. The settlement structure allows Elevance Health to avoid admitting liability while still transferring $342 million to the federal treasury. For CMS, the payment represents both a financial recovery and a signal to other major Medicare Advantage insurers that billing compliance will be rigorously enforced. Medicare Advantage plans now cover approximately 28 million beneficiaries, according to recent CMS enrollment data, making the industry a substantial focus of federal auditing resources. Broader pattern of Medicare Advantage oversight. This settlement arrives amid a documented pattern of CMS enforcement actions targeting billing practices in the Medicare Advantage sector. Health policy experts have noted that the scale of federal scrutiny reflects concerns about unsustainable growth in Medicare Advantage payments relative to traditional Medicare. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has stated publicly that improving billing accuracy is a strategic priority for program integrity. Elevance Health's settlement may also influence compliance practices at competitor insurers. As companies weigh the financial and reputational costs of audit findings against the cost of enhanced documentation and clinical review processes, industry observers note that settlements of this magnitude, in the hundreds of millions, create precedent for future enforcement negotiations. Elevance Health agreed to pay $342 million to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to resolve allegations of overbilled risk adjustment claims in Medicare Advantage plans. KFF Health News Reporting, 2024, What This Means. For patients, Medicare beneficiaries enrolled in Elevance Health plans should expect no immediate changes to coverage or benefits. However, enhanced billing oversight may indirectly support program sustainability and reduce pressure for future benefit cuts or premium increases. For clinicians, providers working with Elevance Health Medicare Advantage patients should ensure clinical documentation is complete and diagnosis coding is fully supported by examination findings and clinical assessment, as insurers are under heightened federal scrutiny of risk adjustment submissions. For policymakers, the settlement demonstrates that federal enforcement tools, particularly enrollment restrictions, can compel compliance without protracted litigation. Policymakers may consider expanding CMS audit capacity as Medicare Advantage enrollment continues to grow and billing complexity increases. Frequently asked questions: what is risk adjustment in Medicare Advantage? Risk adjustment is a payment mechanism that allows CMS to compensate Medicare Advantage insurers at higher rates for beneficiaries with more complex medical conditions. According to CMS policy, each diagnosis claimed by an insurer must be supported by clinical documentation in the member's medical record. When diagnoses are claimed without clinical basis, federal payments are inflated. Why did CMS threaten to block Elevance's new enrollments? Enrollment restrictions are among the most potent enforcement tools available to CMS because they directly threaten an insurer's revenue growth. By threatening to bar new Medicare Advantage enrollments, CMS creates immediate business pressure to negotiate settlement, as reported by KFF Health News. Will this settlement affect my benefits if I'm an Elevance Health member? No. The settlement is a financial arrangement between Elevance Health and CMS. According to the terms reported by KFF Health News, beneficiary benefits, premiums, and coverage will not change as a result of this agreement. The Elevance Health settlement signals that CMS is prepared to use its enforcement authority aggressively to address billing compliance in the Medicare Advantage sector. As the program continues to grow and absorb a larger share of Medicare spending, federal auditing and enforcement capacity will likely remain a central focus of program administration and industry compliance strategy. Source: Medicare Advantage company pays $342 to government in midst of billing probe, KFF Health News.